This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has cut its policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% for the second straight time, having cut its rate for the first time in 5 years back in February. Announcing this in Mumbai today, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the six-member committee voted unanimously for the rate cut in the first meeting of the financial year.
The MPC voted unanimously to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% with immediate effect. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, the STF rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.75%, and the marginal standing facility rate or the MSF rate and the bank rate shall stand adjusted to 6.25%.
The MPC also changed the monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative, signalling further reductions in the repo rate. While announcing the decisions, the RBI governor said the MPC has also decided to slash the GDP growth forecast to 6.5% in 2025-26 from 6.7% projected earlier. He added that retail inflation is expected to be 4% in 2025-26. The MPC met on the 7th, 8th and 9th of April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for promoting local products, saying that more and more items made in India should be bought and others must also be encouraged to do so. He underlined the need to make local to global. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing a gathering on the occasion of Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi.
साथियों, जब मैं वोकल फॉर लोकल कहता हूँ, जो सामान बना है भारत में, जो बीके भारत में भी और दुनिया भर में, जिस सामान को बनाने में किसी भारतीय के पसीने की खुशबू हो, जिस सामान में भारत की मिट्टी की महक हो, हमें उसे खरीदना है और दूसरों को भी प्रेरित करना है.
Highlighting that the philosophy of Navkar Mahamantra is connected to the vision of developed India, he appealed to people to take 9 resolutions, namely resolution to save water, one tree in the name of mother, mission of cleanliness, vocal for local, domestic tourism, adopting natural farming, adopting healthy lifestyle, bringing yoga and sports into life, and finally, resolution to help the poor. The Prime Minister outlined the importance of Jainism in India's history, identity and spiritual journey, noting that Jain literature is the backbone of the intellectual glory of India. He highlighted the classical language status given to Prakrit and Pali as the government's duty to preserve knowledge. He also warned against the crisis of climate change and said its solution is a sustainable lifestyle, which the Jain community has practiced for centuries. He added that this aligns perfectly with India's mission life. U.S. President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs came into effect, including a staggering 104% tariff on Chinese imports. The new tariff structure follows President Trump's ultimatum to Beijing to roll back its retaliatory 34% duties on American goods. Trump's 26% tariffs on imports from India also came into effect today. Besides India, Trump announced 46% tariffs on Vietnam, 32% on Taiwan, 25% on South Korea, 24% on Japan, and 20% on the European Union. According to Goldman Sachs, it could be a significant blow to China's economy that could slash Beijing's growth by 2.4 percentage points. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.4% down in forenoon trade today, tracking weakness in global markets amid rising trade tension. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India cut its policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% in the first meeting of the financial year and changed the monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative, signalling further reductions in the repo rate. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 317 points to 73,910, and NSE Nifty 50 dropped 107 points to 22,428 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.